Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Recently, children have been dying of hyperthermia in hot cars. This is such a tragedy, and how can it be prevented? My guest is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She's a pediatrician at St. Louis Children's Hospital and assistant professor of pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Birchelman. So these tragedies are heartbreaking. We've been hearing about people who even forgot and went to work and left their kids in their cars. What is going on with these hot car deaths, and how does this happen? How can we prevent it?
Well, I think the first step in prevention is recognition that these hot car deaths can and do happen to anyone. There's not one socioeconomic demographic that fits the bill here. These are professionals that are not intoxicated, that are still forgetting about their kids. There's families with many children, some families with more than six kids that have a miscommunication between parents and leave the baby in the car. It's happening to everyone. But amazingly, on every single article I read about these hard car deaths, there's somebody that comments about how this isn't an accident, that this is the result of poor parenting and irresponsible parents. And I just don't think that that's true. I think that this really can happen to anyone.
Well, Dr. Birchelman, I heard a guy recently on a TV show who had forgotten to take the right turn and take his little daughter to daycare, you know, to her daycare. And he got to work and he went in. And right when he said that, I felt that drop in the pit of my stomach, and I thought to myself, I can see how that happened. I didn't blame him at all. You can see how that happens, and for people to look for blame, you know, I mean, we're all so busy, and maybe, yes, we need to focus more on what we're doing and the important things, but God, we're so busy. So first things first, we take away the blame. Second thing, how do we focus? How do we remember these things, and, you know, what is happening to these children?
Well, there's a few key facts you need to understand about how quickly these deaths can happen. It does not have to be a very hot day. Even on a 70-degree day, the temperature inside a car can rise very quickly to, in about 15 to 20 minutes, to a point that's fatal for infants and young children. Also, infants and young children manage the heat much more poorly than adults. They have a higher surface-to-volume ratio, and their bodies can't manage that heat like an adult can. There's a viral YouTube video right now about a dad, you know, trying it out, sitting in a hot car, and it's just not very applicable because a child suffers much more than that adult. Also, you've got to put in place systems of prevention. So, you know, there's actually an inventor who has started this iCar seat alarm, and it's already available in a safety
first. I thought about that. Great idea.
Yeah,
I had about an alarm, something that says there's a car seat in the back, or there's still a person in the car, or there's anything like that.
Right, right. And so there's lots of different tricks, you know. So there's this iCar seat monitor thing where if there's a weight or a child in the car seat and the temperature rises to a certain degree, it sends a message to your, sets off an alarm on your cell phone. Now, that's actually just set to be released shortly, within a month or so, but it's already available. That's the one that's going to be available for any car seat, but you can already buy it in a certain car seat made by Safety First. It's available through many retailers. There's also a child I saw on a national news network that just invented this thing where you, like, you know, tied rubber bands together and you hook a strap from the, like, basically a bike cord from the back seat onto the armrest of the driver's seat door, so that you can't open your door and step out without hooking this bungee cord strap. And it just reminds you to look in the back. Other people talk about leave your shoe in the back, leave your purse in the back, leave your cell phone in the back. If you leave your cell phone in the back, then you probably won't be tempted to text or make phone calls while you're driving too.
Well, those are great safety ideas besides, you know, I mean, we just shouldn't be doing any of that stuff anyway. And if you're driving and you've got a baby in the car, I mean, driving anyway, you shouldn't be texting. But these kinds of little alarms, anything that you can do to, you know, remember, and it's really all about the safety. Now, I know we know about hot cars, and even in the cold weather, when the cold weather months come, it's just as dangerous. So really, what do you want parents to know about, you know, when they're driving their kids around, older kids, right? We don't worry about so much, Dr. Birchelman, because they can talk and they say, hey, you know, I'm sitting back here.
Right, although there have been hot car deaths of older kids who are sleeping in the back seat. And I think some of that is this idea that, oh, he's asleep, I don't want to wake him up, and so I'm going to run into the store. That's never okay. Not only is that child still at risk for a hot car death, even if you crack the windows, that's another false belief that if you crack the window that somehow the child will be safe. Actually, that doesn't reduce the temperature much at all. But leaving any child in the car is never okay and is illegal in most areas.
Now, you've got a list that you've written about, you know, if you see a child alone in a car, call 911 immediately. Never let kids play unattended in a car. Give us a little bit of these. I love that you say leave your purse, wallet, cell phone, work ID in the back seat of the car next to your baby.
Yeah.
So that you will not forget, because you're not going to forget your phone.
Right. Isn't that amazing? But a lot of people say shoe, your non-driving shoe, because you're definitely not going to get far.
Oh, that's a good
that.
Idea, too. Mm-hmm.
Another point is leaving your car unlocked in your driveway. Some of these car deaths have been from children who found their way into an unlocked car, either in your driveway or your neighbor's driveway, and they just thought it would be fun to play in there, and then they can't get out.
Well, that's so scary, too. So you have to leave your car locked and also have a plan for the provider of your child care to call you if your child doesn't arrive as scheduled. I mean, we know the schools do that. Your child's not in school. But in daycare, especially if it's a little guy, having the provider say, hey, where is he?
Yes, and, you know, that's a general safety rule. There's a lot of reasons why children may not show up that need to be addressed.
Now, what about detachable infant car seats? Are these, you know, is there any benefit to using these with so that you're not waking that sleeping baby? You don't have to take this big car seat out. I used one. I loved it.
Yeah, I like the detachable infant car seats better than the installed rear-facing car seats, and that's because there's this temptation to let a sleeping baby sleep. And if they're asleep, you can just pull that, you know, some people call them pumpkin seats. You can pull that detachable seat out, bring them inside, and let them keep sleeping. But if they're in that rear-facing seat, there's a temptation to just let them keep sleeping while you unload the groceries or, you know, do something else. And you figure you're going right back out in 5 minutes, but then you get distracted and forget that
it's
child.
It's very tempting. And you can see, Dr. Birchelman, exactly what you just said. You say, okay, I'm going to unload the groceries first. I'll come back, get the baby. And then before you know it, you're like, okay, this stuff got to go in the freezer. And then the phone rings. And then you go and you start working at your computer. And before you realize it, that baby is still out in the car. So in just the last minute here or less, give us your best advice for these infant hot car deaths. So, so tragic. Your best advice for people so that this doesn't happen.
Don't think it can't happen to you is my best advice, and develop a safety system that works for you, whether that's a bungee cord from the back seat to the front or a shoe in the back seat or a phone in the back seat. Find what works for you.
Absolutely. And as she has recommended, Dr. Birchelman here, you know, putting things in the back seat so that you do remember, putting your cell phone, you don't need it while you're driving, put that in the back seat, put your other shoe in the back seat, but just, it can happen to anybody. Don't let it happen to you. It's very tragic. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you miss any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.